Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions, and my guest today is Hrvik Paretsky. He was traveling around the world a couple of times, and what we covered was your scariest moment in terms of the boat and what happened there. In terms of who has accompanied you and or any other moment that has been, you know, sad or happy, who has accompanied you in the different legs of this trip? You basically, right now, you're here by yourself, right now, at this moment.
No. I have three of my crew being in the old town.
Okay.
So that's another, my past president from Munich International with his partner, and another sailing friend of mine. They fly home tomorrow with Condor, and with the same airplane will arrive a couple who is the I4 International Yachting Fellowship of Rotarians, Commodore in Kiel, and he will join me on the trip all the way to Miami or Fort Lauderdale.
So, and basically it's been then Rotarians that join you in these different legs, mostly the time.
Yeah, and I remember in many sailing clubs, sailing friends were joining and will be joining me again in Florida. And so I had, I think the list is 41 members of different Rotary clubs and of sailing clubs were joining me on this trip.
Horrendous. And in terms of these, of the people that have joined you, memorable, sad moments that have taken place during this trip?
We had many, many happy moments, but there's one particular sad moment, which is very touching for me because this person would be with us right now in San Juan. It's Fred Koch, who was the dean of our physics faculty at the Technical University of Munich. He was retired, and he joined me on the trip in New Zealand, and then on the trip from Auckland, New Zealand, up to Norfolk, to Lord Howe Island, to Sydney. And he was booked, planned to be with me from Recife, Brazil, up to San Juan here, and from San Juan to Miami, because he has a house in Jacksonville, and we were planning to stop in front of his house to put the anchor down.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden I got an email from my faculty in Munich that Fred Koch died yesterday. He was on his bicycle in Jacksonville, Florida. Perhaps it was too hot, and so he just fell down and was dead.
Wow.
Age 75, it's a nice way to die, but much too early for him.
Right.
He was such an active person, and this was a big shock for me.
Right. In terms of the of what you have left, I mean, you're going to go to the convention in Lisbon. Part of it, you travel. Of course, you travel the boat. You captain the boat to the different ports. But you also take some vacation to get back home because you have a family.
And
how many times have you taken off and gone back to Germany?
I did already 10 times.
For
three different reasons. One is I'm retired. I'm 69-year-old.
And that's my age. We're the same age.
Yes, but in Germany you are discriminated by age.
With
65 you are sent into retirement.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. I don't complain because I wanted for a large part of my life, I was dreaming of sailing around the world, and there's a little time window. I'm a physical researcher, and you cannot take off research for even not half a year.
Right.
Not certainly not for 2 or 3 years. So you have to postpone your dream of your life after you retire.
Right.
But then you shouldn't wait too long because it's, say, a physical problem as well.
Right.
Sailing a boat and have night watches and being strong on the sails or so is not someone who is 80 years old.
Right.
So you have a short window where you only can do this. That's the reason why I did it right now.
Right. And the Rotary Club in Munich, in München, it's called the Rotary
International.
And by coincidence, it's like the San Juan Rotary, it's an English-speaking club. And during your you were mentioning that during your when do you meet? Lunch, dinner?
We have dinner meeting Monday evenings in the Park Hilton.
Okay. When I get back to München, I'm going to go to that
Absolutely.
Meeting.
Absolutely.
In terms of those meetings, you said you have a membership, a very international membership,
yes.
And your meetings, all your speakers, everybody speaks in English, which is coincidence that you know the same Juan.
Because in Munich, we have many international companies. So it's like Siemens, BMW, MAN, and many other big companies who attract specialists from all over the world who don't speak too well German.
Right.
At the workplace, they get along with English, but so we wanted to create a home, a rotary home for those expatriates for time, and we managed actually that 40% of our 85 members are non-German passport holders.
Right.
They come from all parts of the world. We have a high fluctuation. After 3, 4, 5 years, they go home. So it's normally they stay
a lot
member,
of change, right,
and it's
right.
not so easy to find the new ones in time and so on. But we managed now,
right,
and
right.
so we are very glad because, for example, at Christmas parties, we would encourage the member from each country, and we have 22 different countries represented, to explain shortly in the 2 or 3 minutes how they celebrate Christmas.
Right.
And you would be astonished how different it is,
right.
even in neighboring countries.
Right,
yeah.
right.
So I enjoy it very much to be a member in such an international club.
As I recall, in Germany, Christmas, the gift giving is not during Christmas itself.
Oh, it is
during Christmas?
24th of December,
oh, yeah? Okay,
yeah, during
okay,
Christmas
okay.
Eve. That's where the children and the adults as well are looking forward to
okay,
get some
okay.
gifts which they might need or not.
Okay. Well, in Puerto Rico, we're kind of in a transition. We have the... it's not now more Santa Claus, Saint Nicholas, which was a Saint Nicholas, but and so we're giving the gifts of grip, but still the tradition and in the countryside is still to give it on Three Kings Day, the Three Kings came with the incense.
January 6th.
Okay, in terms of when did you make this? When did this dream of going around the world and it was over a long period of time, little by little, or was
sure,
it kind of
sure,
like an aha moment?
No, little by little. Yes, I was not astonished to read just a few months ago in a German newspaper, the children, girls and boys, age 10, were asked what is the dream of their lives, and the most. By the boys, the most frequently named with 19% was sailing around the world.
Wow.
So
yeah.
I was dreaming of this for a long, long time. And I was, for professional reasons, here in San Juan, I think 3 times in the big hotels, but never with a sailboat. And so I was dreaming when looking out of the window, one day I will be here because it's
so,
a nice
wow.
island.
So,
so
wow.
So what made sure that I would come into Puerto Rico. Because it's, say, the first step into real civilization when you come from the Caribbean. And so I like Puerto Rico very much. It's a nice place.
Yeah, as I saw when, you know, you have the banners for you. Of course, San Juan's the latest, the San Juan Rotary banner. We exchange in Rotary, for the listeners who aren't Rotarians, we exchange banners. A visiting Rotarian will bring a banner from their club. And so exchanged his Munchen Rotary International banner for. And so the top one now is. But you have how many clubs did you visit? 50?
I visited 53 clubs.
53 clubs during this whole.
53rd club, yeah.
And you were able to exchange banners in each one of them? So
except for 2 or 3.
Right, tremendous.
Who didn't have enough money to get the banners.
Oh, boy. Yeah. But I was seeing, though, in the Caribbean, the St. Lucia, Antigua, and you were in Guyana,
St.
Thomas.
Sent later.
So
they have my banner, but they didn't have one, so get it sent home.
And a person from, of course, you know, München is not on the ocean.
No.
It's very landlocked.
See, that's another reason why me as a Rotarian from this Munich International like to sail around the world, because our motto says friends around the world.
Right.
I wanted to test this, whether the statement is true, and I really can say it's under 10% true.
You know, when
have good people all over the world, friendly people, and I didn't have a single problem until now in the 590 days I'm on the boat. No theft, no robbery, nothing.
Right.
Even in areas like Cayenne or so, which are not absolutely safe or so. Never had any problems with that approach.
Yeah, I mentioned to you that I had interviewed my listeners may remember that program, a Spanish Alicia, and she's been around the world in a BMW, happens to be a German motorcycle. And when I asked her what was the thing that most struck her in terms of her experience, she said just what you said, that it had been amazing that during this all this period, she has only met good people and that she's only been treated well. And in fact, the only part problem, she had a little bit of a problem with somebody who wasn't very helpful, wasn't trying to injure her, was that the person wasn't willing to help her. She had her motorcycle had fallen or something and wasn't willing to help. But other than that, she never had any problem throughout. So that's been your, when you think back, that has surprised you as you've done this trip, that you didn't expect in terms of the reception, or of course you're telling me that it's been good. So what has been the thing that has kind of surprised you positively in terms of all this experience over this almost 3 years?
Yeah, I think the scenery and the landscape in Patagonia, in Fireland. And in Patagonia, that's really something that's very impressive.
Right.
And when you are, you see that when you leave nature alone, which is done there, there's almost no one living there, that the forests take over. There's no meadow whatsoever if there's just nature in such a wet area. And so when we came up Patagonia closer to Puerto Montt, when I saw the first meadow and a cow, I knew I'm back to humanity, the civilization.
Well, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back discovering this fantastic trip that has been undertaken by you. So I'm with Professor Dr. Hervik Paretsky of München, Germany, a member of the Rotary Club there. We'll be right back after this break.